Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 51st week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And they journeyed from Bethel, and there came but a little way to Ephrath, and Rachel travailed. She's in having hard labor. She's giving birth. And it came to pass, while she was in hard labor, the midwife said unto her, "Fear not, thou shalt have this son also." And it came to pass, as her soul was departing, for she died. And as she was dying, she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. It's interesting, the word Benoni is the word son, means son of my sorrow. She's dying, she's travailing in birth, and she's about to die, and obviously she's in a lot of pain and grief. And as she dies, she said, "I'm naming him Benoni." And dad, Jacob, didn't want his son to carry that name for the rest of his life. How do you like to be known as the rest of your life as a son? Who caused your mother to die, but was responsible for your mother's death. Son of sorrow. And dad said, "No, we're not going to do that at all." Kind of like, remember that, was that Johnny Cash song? "How do you do? My name is Sue." Been growed up, his whole life people been picking on him. Son of sorrow. Dad said, "No, he's not going to be named that." And after she had passed, he called his name Benjamin, which means the son of the right hand. Man, there's a message in that one. The son of the right hand. You know, the right hand is always that special place. It's associated with strength and with honor. We find in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, that Christ is now sitting at the right hand, the throne of God. The right hand is a special place. Again, there's so much here and I got to move on. He wanted to name this son a special son. Benjamin. Well, verses number 21 and 22. Boy, that old sin nature just keeps eking out. Look at verse number 22. And it came to pass that when Israel dwelt in that land, that Reuben went and laid with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. It's interesting. He's the oldest son, okay? Reuben is the oldest son. Went and laid with the daddy's concubine. Well, so much could be said about that, but Jacob never forgot that. Matter of fact, we read in Genesis 49 when Jacob is dying and all the sons came to him and he's blessing his boys. The first one that came to him, Reuben, he says this in verse number 3. "Thou art my firstborn, my might in the beginning of my strength." In other words, you're my first one. "And the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power." Man, that sounds good, Dad, but he wasn't done. "Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel." You have all the ability, son. You have power. You have strength, but you're not going to excel because you're unstable. "Because thou wentest up to thy father's bed," Bilhah, "and defiled that, he went up to my couch." You did something you weren't supposed to do. And interesting, the next two boys showed up, Simeon and Levi. Remember, those were the ones who went and killed all those people in Shechem. Remember, they told him you have to be circumcised. And on the third day, while they're in much pain, I ain't going there, but I guarantee you they were laying around hurting, that Levi and Simeon got with sword and killed all those guys. Well, Jacob never forgot that either. So when he's blessing his boys, he says, "Cursed be your anger, for it was fierce in their wrath, and it was cruel, and I'll divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel." And that did happen. As we get later in the book of Genesis, you'll see that those tribes were scattered. And then there's another one I want to get to real quick. I got 3 minutes. In verse number 16, there's a man named Dan, a son named Dan. He's blessing all those boys. Dan shows up and he says, "Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel." Interesting, Dan. He said, "You're going to be a judge over your people." Dan shall be a serpent by the way. By the way, he's calling him a snake in the grass. His own kid, a serpent. He said, you're a snake in the grass. An adder in the path that biteth the horse heel, so the rider shall fall backwards. I believe, just as a sideline, that the Antichrist is coming from the tribe of Dan. A lot of people wouldn't agree with that, but they've been wrong before. There's no doubt in my mind that the Antichrist will be a Jew and he'll be from the tribe of Dan. When we get to look at the tribe of Dan, how he's not giving certain blessings in the millennium and all. Matter of fact, of the 144,000 witnesses, remember the in Book of Revelation, all these tribes that was mentioned, 12,000 from each of these 12 tribes. Dan's tribe was not in that one. So many things, but I just want to leave that one with you. As Jacob is blessing his boys. Boy, he had a rough crew there. He had a rough crew. Well, let's finish here. This is good stuff. Verse number 27 through 29. And Jacob came to Isaac. You can't forget Isaac. Remember Isaac and Abraham? Abraham told Isaac, won't you sacrifice your only son with this same Isaac? Well, by now, remember, he was almost blind when Jacob and Esau was, remember the thing about the venison and all, and he's about blind, and I can't see, remember the story? I ain't got time to, he was about blind then. Well, he's really an old man now. Matter of fact, he died being, it says, 180 years of age. So obviously his health has really deteriorated from the time that Jacob and Esau, he was blind. Some of the Bible commentators, because he's no longer mentioned, he's probably some kind of mental or whatever. He just no longer involved in people's life. He's isolated and blind. The Bible just speaks of him. The days of Isaac were 104. Now like this, and we're on close. And Isaac gave up the ghost. I like that. Gave up the ghost. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Well, and look at this. And he was gathered unto his people, being old and full of days, and his sons Esau and Jacob buried dad. It says he was gathered unto his people. What does that mean, preacher? It's not talking about gathered the people from his kin. It's talking about those loved ones who've gone on before him. Abraham and there's Adam and Abel and Noah. Those are the people. He was gathered into his people. Do you know we're a special people? One day, we're going to be gathered together with our people. Won't that be something? The Bible talks about that. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Do you believe that? Well, I sure hope so. If you don't, you got a real problem. I'm looking for that day. That when our bodies will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and we'll be gathered together to meet them in the clouds. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Are you ready for Him? Do you know Him as your Savior? Boy, if not, why not call upon Him today? Father, you're good to us. What an amazing God you are. Lord, and I pray that today that we'll feel your presence here in this place, that we just didn't come to hear good singing. Lord, I'm sure we'll hear it. Lord, we didn't come just to give of our offerings. Brother Father, we've come here to worship. And I pray that nobody will leave this place like what happened to Jacob. Surely God is in this place and I knew it not. God, may we know you as we've never known you before. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Thank you for coming. Let's prepare for worship. Okay.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org. to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.